I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is going to the show, and I'm just the regular guy. So Ryan Reynolds is back as Deadpool in Deadpool 2. Oh, he's so good in these movies. You know, I never need to see Ryan Reynolds in anything else again. As far as I'm concerned, Reynolds is Deadpool to me. That's it. No more romantic comedies, please. He's the merc with the mouth who cannot be killed, and his wisecracking, the high-speed action, and the cartoon gore make Deadpool the most adult and maybe the most fun of all of the Marvel Universe movies. And maybe Deadpool is a lower-rung Marvel Universe guy. I don't know, but I'll tell you what, he is quite the earner. The first one was the biggest box office R-rated movie ever, which Reynolds points out, because he's always talking. Oh, he's always talking over that fort wall. He never shuts up, even through all of the action and ultra-violence. Right off the bat, he's telling you, this is a family movie, and he's basically right. And that, well, it's about family. Him and his wife from the first movie, they're planning one, but then something tragic happens, and that don't work out. So he tries to get himself into the X-Men club, to no avail, but he comes across this abused and angry mutant kid, takes him under his guidance like the indestructible uncle dad he could be, which brings him in a conflict with Cable, played by Josh Brolin, who could be up for Marvel Villain of the Year, because as you may know, he was also Thanos in Infinity War. Well, here, he comes from the future with a mission to try and stop the kid from becoming the monster he's destined to be. So Deadpool puts together a protective force, a team of low-rent superheroes. He calls them X-Force. And that includes scene stealer Zazie Beetz as Domino, whose superpower is luck. Turns out luck is a valuable superpower. Needless to say, the movie is super action-packed. It's directed by David Leitch, who made Atomic Blonde. The movie never sits still. Reynolds never stops talking. And there is one hilarious and disturbing sight gag that alone makes this a vital and needed sequel. It's Deadpool 2. Now, you want to hear some of my other reviews? Get those at 93XRT.com. And I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.